Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. What a great show today. You know, we love bringing leaders in their respective field on the show, as everybody knows who watches the show. And one thing that's very interesting to us is the diamond business. I mean, everybody reaches out and they say, Jake, we love when you bring the preeminent experts in their respective fields. And we were around the office and we know someone that's getting engaged, and we started talking about diamonds and engagement rings. And we said, hey, wouldn't it be fun to bring a worldwide leading expert in diamonds on the show? So, of course, we went through the Rolodex and we reached out to Mr. Arie Rapoon. And Arie is the founder of Arie and Company. And wait till you see the diamonds. You'll go to the website. We'll put some of the remarkable engagement rings and the products from his company up on the screen as we go through the interview so you can see some of them. But when we went to the website, you've never seen such beautiful engagement rings. He specializes in loose stones, of course, as well, and he just makes the most beautiful jewelry. Arie, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you. I mean, everybody's talking about the engagement rings and the designs that you do at Arie & Co. And of course, you know, you become a real leader, a real spokesperson for the diamond industry throughout the country. Arie, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about Arie & Co. And then we have so many questions for you.
So, as you may have figured, named after myself, I founded the company going on 5 years ago. You know, I had gone into the industry through a family friend of mine. A lot of the businesses in the diamond industry are, you know, family owned. I didn't have family personally in the business when I first started, but like I said, I had a friend that was working for a family and he kind of got me in the door. And the company I worked for originally, they had a chain of retail stores, a couple of different states around the country. And in New York, we had the office where we actually manufactured jewelry, you know, in the diamond district and would send it to their stores to customers who had custom orders, you know, for pieces that they didn't have in stock, engagement rings, stuff like that. And was a lot of running around, meeting with different jewelers that actually sat at the bench, polishing, setting the stones, meeting with diamond suppliers, gold distributors, casting houses, all everything, you know, you could think of that goes into making jewelry. You know, we were meeting with those people and working hands on with them. So I did that for a couple of years and it came my turn to get married. And like I said, it was a family business. You know, the growth, I just didn't see the growth long-term at the company. So I just took the risk to go out on my own, use those relationships I made when I was working on the block and just started hustling, you know, posting on Instagram, posting pieces, anything that I was able to get my hands on, stuff I was able to make, stuff I just saw on the block walking around, posting it up, sharing it to family and friends, letting them know I had gone out on my own, and here we are today.
I love it, Arie. Of course, it's a great entrepreneurial story. You put your feet down on the ground, one foot in front of the other. You learned the business. And then, of course, you got married and you said to yourself, you know, I think I can do this. I can use all my contacts and my expertise and my background and experience to open up my own company. And I think also I have the opportunity to do some amazing designs that maybe, you know, people haven't even seen before. So it's really remarkable. Now let's talk about it, because, you know, there's so many people that love, you know, the engagement rings. There's so many people that love diamonds. On your website, you don't only have diamonds. I mean, there's a photo of a beautiful ring with a ruby in there as well. For the people that want to engage with you, what do? They come on the website? Do they get to speak with someone to start designing the engagement ring? How does all that work?
Sure. So if they come across us, you know, online via Google, they come across our website, there's definitely a support team, contact information where they can call in directly, you know, send a question, send an email. And we have a team of designers and jewelry experts that will be more than happy to help them. Additionally, since we are a little bit more nimble, we do provide a more personal service. So definitely those who follow us on Instagram can message direct. We have someone running the page, but oftentimes, you know, they'll end up with my personal number and end up dealing with me directly, planning a design, whatever gifts they may be looking for a loved one. So we have a team, and I'm always, you know, I have an open door as well. So we got everyone covered.
I love it, Ari. Of course, you have a great Instagram following as well, because people love seeing the photos of all of the jewelry you put together. Now, we spoke about engagement rings. And of course, that's just the most beautiful time in a relationship, is two souls coming together to make one. And of course, it's just a beautiful situation. And it must be very, very, you know, rewarding to be involved with that sort of bringing together of two people in such a beautiful way. But let's talk about some of the other jewelry that you've put together for so many satisfied clients throughout the country and the world.
Sure. So yeah, you nailed it. I mean, engagement rings are a big part of our business, and people like to do custom designs. You know, their spouse, significant other will send them pictures and they want us to bring it to life. But we also do that with all types of jewelry pieces. You know, people get gifts for all different types of occasions. You know, a birthday, anniversary, accomplishment, someone graduation gifts. It could be all types of things. And a lot of times customers are drawn, especially nowadays in the last couple of years, to designing custom pieces that have more meaning behind them, rather than just going into a store, taking something from a showcase that's been there for, you know, who knows how long.
Yeah, I love it so much to be able to put sort of your individual stamp on a piece of jewelry. It really makes it more intimate. And that's what people are really looking for now from your company, REA, and so many others. Now, when we think about diamonds, you know, everybody likes to talk about diamonds when you're sort of in the market and everybody's thinking about these big diamonds. How rare are the bigger diamonds now? Are they hard to find? What's the story with the big diamond market right now, REA?
So in terms of the rarity, you know, there's a lot of history and there's a lot of debate. I would say the biggest focus is having diamonds that are conflict-free. In this day and age, people want to make sure that, you know, the diamond that they're wearing on their finger, you know, was mined and, you know, there's a moral ground that it was produced on. You know, there's no conflicts or anyone harmed, you know, in the process of delivering them. Some of the biggest stones in the world are definitely more rare. You know, it depends on the color, the country of origin. You can go all day, you know, talking about that. But primarily we're dealing with, you know, anywhere between 1 and 5 carats for an engagement ring, which is relatively common. It's, you know, it's just about really finding the right quality. And like I said, you know, how their minds, you know, the sources that you're getting those stones from.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. Of course, the diamond industry is so fascinating, REA. What a lot of people might not know, especially in the New York Diamond District and throughout the area, is that your word is your bond. A lot of times in the diamond industry, it's done a little bit differently than typical business where there's written contracts and, you know, everybody's, you know, inking dry the contracts and making sure they're ticked and tied. In the diamond industry, for the most part, especially in that area, you know, it's the word is the bond. So let's talk about that, because that's something that some of our viewers might not understand and have maybe never even heard about.
Sure. Long before I entered the industry, you know, it was always a handshake that's well known about the Diamond District, you know, people working in the on 47th Street, even in other states, other countries, the handshake meant everything. And the word, like you said, is the bond. Today with technology, I guess my generation, personally, I do prefer when I'm dealing with vendors and other people in the industry to actually have things in writing. It makes things a lot more comfortable, but definitely on a client, you know, on a client basis, I know that our word, our reputation, our name is everything. And we don't have, some companies can afford a negative review. You know, they're so big, it doesn't matter as much. With us, I know that every single customer has to be able to give us a 5-star review. That also brings me, you know, to think about how, when I think about the industry now, you either have a Tiffany Cartier or you have a jeweler that you just don't really know that well. And you feel like either way you have to spend a lot of, either you're spending a ton of money or you spend half the price and it's still a lot and you just don't know the person you're dealing with. So that's where we kind of come in and we're able to assure you, you know the jeweler, you trust the jeweler, and at the same time, you're getting a very high quality product.
Yeah, that's great, Aria. That's absolutely a great strategy. That's a run to daylight strategy. For the younger entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Aria just said, and it might help you understand your business a little bit more, because Aria's position, the positioning is, hey, we do these great, great engagement rings. We do great design, but what's equally important is we want to know our people. We want them to know us, because this is not just a one-time transaction. When they get to work with REA, they get to know the people, feel comfortable with the business, feel comfortable with what goes on. And then of course, always go back to the well, if you will. So once REA gets a client, he keeps them sort of under the REA umbrella for a long time. And that's a great strategy. Now, REA, you've done such a great job on social. And of course, you know, your jewelry lends itself to, you know, great photos, of course. How important has the social aspect of sort of the internet been for your sort of growth at REA & Co?
Yeah, it's huge. We don't have a retail store. So we have an office and we're doing a lot of wholesale work. So social media is huge for us, you know, in terms of relating to the private clients. Being able to do influencer partnerships, being able to just showcase new pieces. There's a lot of trends out there on each platform. So keeping up with that is tough, but we're trying our best to be able to relate to everybody, to the ideal customer, which is, you know, young couples, newlyweds, parents. I mean, it's a lot of people, but we're doing our best on social media to try to bring you some good content and beautiful designs.
Yeah, Aria, you do a great job. And of course, you mentioned the wholesale aspect of your business. Let's talk about that a little bit, because that's another part of the business where you're actually providing a wholesale opportunity to other jewelers that are in the business.
Sure. So in New York is where a lot of the manufacturing is done. So we're not doing volume to retail stores, but we do work with retail stores that are outside in the New York, New Jersey area. We do a lot of jewelry repairs for them. And we do manufacture some custom pieces when they have orders. You know, we're able to make a custom design in 7 to 10 days generally. So that helps with a lot of retail stores that are just not in the city. And they just would want to satisfy their client, you know, in a timely manner. So we work that way with a couple of retail stores also.
Yeah, it's awesome. And of course, you have what I call jewelry engineers. I mean, these are the people that actually put the jewelry together and form the jewelry and make sure the diamonds fit and make sure it's perfect. For those people that are in that part of the business, I mean, how long does it take? How many years does it take for one of these jewelry engineers that I call it? How long does it take for them to learn how to put this jewelry together in such a beautiful way?
So it could take a lifetime to really become an expert or even get to a level where you're winning awards. But in general, you know, you're on a bench for, I would say, 10 to 15 years at least before, you know, you're really a professional, you know, in terms of jewelry setting, designing. We do a lot in terms of our custom work. We're working a lot with computer designs. So people, they go to school for that, you know, they either, or they learn at an office, you know, somebody, family lets them in. Computer animated designs is what we do a lot of. So it's not as much as, you know, manual labor, but it's definitely, it's an art, and it definitely takes years of experience.
Aria, that's super interesting. So if I come to you and I want to order a beautiful piece of jewelry, and I say, hey, Ari, could I get a computer sort of look at it before you actually put it together? Is that something that you provide?
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll have a customer send us a picture. It's not even from the internet. It's actually just a loose leaf paper with their own drawing on it and asking us if we could bring that to life. So we have our design team that where you can actually send that picture directly to them. And they'll send us back a 3D rendering of that image. We send it to the client. They're able to tell us any adjustments. First of all, they're a little bit shocked that we actually sent them that back. But then they can make adjustments if they want. And then we don't go forward until everything is approved on their end. And then that's when we send it to the casting house, where they actually will print a wax model of the piece. That gets approved, and then they cast it, you know, into the desired metal.
Wow, it's so interesting. What a fascinating business you're in, REA. And of course, you're very proud of your team. You've built a great team at REA & Co. I mean, it's really a well-oiled machine. Tell us about that. What do you look for when you hire someone to join the team? Is it the way they look at the world in terms of how they want to provide a superior product and service to your clients? Is it their expertise? Is it their mindset? What's the most important thing when you're hiring an employee to come on board?
So it's definitely a mix of all of those. The first thing we look for is, it's kind of something you have to be able to read in them, but somebody that you feel you can trust. Part of that is someone who seems like a solid person, consistent, you know, obviously shows up on time. The creative, you know, artistic side isn't a must, but a lot of people who want to work in jewelry do have some sort of, you know, love for art or just appreciation for the jewelry itself and the design process. So someone who's trustworthy, someone who's willing to work hard, open-minded, will learn, and reliable.
Yeah, I love it. Reliability and trustworthiness and expertise and background and experience are all very important. And of course, you know, corporate culture starts at the top. They have to be able to meld and mesh with the team. Now, REA, let's say you're in New York, somebody's in California, and they've heard about you. They want to send you a sketch on the back of a napkin. You send them the 3D, you know, model. They love it and they engage with you. For those people that have never done it before, I mean, they might be saying to themselves, wow, how does that beautiful ring, you know, that I'm spending some money on, of course, get to California? I mean, do you ship it? Does it get insured? Why don't you explain that part of it for the people that may have a little hesitancy about going to a place across the country sort of to order their piece of jewelry?
Sure. So just like with the manufacturing process where the client is constantly getting updates on the design and the completion of the ring. So we actually offer a priority overnight, completely insured on us, shipping throughout all 50 states. We send the tracking number once the package is shipped out, and given the short wait time, you know, you're getting it the next within a day or two. So it's pretty convenient, you know, it's stress-free. We try to keep the whole process pretty smooth for the client.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I don't want to get too geeky about diamonds, but right now, you know, 2022, what type of diamonds are sort of the go-to diamonds? You've got the princess cuts and, you know, the regular cuts and the oval and the round. Which ones are sort of the ones that everybody, you know, wants right now on their engagement ring?
So we've been getting a lot of calls in the last 6 months for cushion cut diamonds and radiant. Cushion is my personal favorite. It's kind of a mix between a round and a princess. So it's like a pillow kind of, but it keeps the brilliance. Some of the other stones are also popular. Emerald, princess, like I mentioned, those are popular too, but I would say cushions and radiance right now.
I love it, Ari. And of course, we're going to be putting all the information below the interview. And I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time. It's a busy time of year for you, of course. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. You know, we have a lot of younger entrepreneurs watching the show. Maybe they're hitting a roadblock. Maybe they're hitting a pothole in the road. Maybe they're freezing in the frame because they don't know what to do when they hit that roadblock. Maybe, REA, you could give some sort of advice to the younger entrepreneurs that are hitting a roadblock and tell them what it takes to get through those tough times and how to come out the other side having feel very good that you went through the tough time and came through it with flying colors.
Sure. So I'm still on my own personal journey. So there's a lot of people I look up to, but what I can offer is definitely consistency, you know, have structure in your life. And you always have to remind yourself that it's not supposed to be easy. You know, no one wakes up just because you want to start a business doesn't mean you deserve to be making $1 million in your first year, first 5 years. If you really believe in it, you should stay consistent, push through, block out opinions from most other people in your life, even surprisingly people that could be very close to you. Just you really have to kind of be laser focused on your goal. If it's something that you really truly believe in and you can't not think about your idea or your business, not a day goes by, not a second goes by, then you should definitely continue to pursue it. Don't worry about anyone else's opinion. But more important than that is just to stay consistent and be patient, definitely.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, as a final question, you mentioned mentorship. How important do you feel it is for people to have mentors? How important is it for CEOs and entrepreneurs and founders to surround themselves with talented people, go-to people that they can ask questions to, that really take into account the fact that they really care about that entrepreneur and they want to give them the best advice they can?
Yeah, so it's not easy to find the right mentor or necessarily someone that will stick with you throughout your entire journey. Personally, I worked a bunch of different type of jobs in different industries throughout college, after college. So I kind of had a mentor in each. I tried to attach myself to somebody at each job, but that's definitely important, you know, with what any direction you want to take in life, to see somebody that's been successful at it before, not to be ashamed to copy them, to really just study everything, you know, their mannerisms, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they talk to people in business, all these little details. It's really important to study. And then obviously when you're able to get time and have them talk to you one-on-one to soak up all the knowledge you can from them.
I love it. Wow, what a great answer for the entrepreneurs watching the show. Rewind what REA just said. It's really something to take into account. He almost gave you a little mini Harvard MBA right there. REA Rappuun, what a great, great time on the show today. Of course, REA and Co. is putting out some beautiful, beautiful engagement rings and other jewelry. Check them out. We're going to put all the links below. But when you see some of this jewelry, I mean, it's mind-blowing. Beautiful, beautiful work, REA. I wanted to take a minute again just to thank you for coming on the show. This has been absolutely amazing, and we can't wait to watch, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing your, you know, jewelry on the Academy Award winners and the Oscar winners and everything else coming up in the future. So congratulations so much, and this is just an amazing interview, and thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, Andrew. It was great.